This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Pueblo police have confirmed that members of their police department were involved in an officer-involved shooting. Pueblo police says that when officers responded to a call, a suspect produced a handgun. Officers then fired at the suspect, who was transported to the hospital where he died from his injuries. The Pueblo Police Department says that two officers are currently on administrative leave and the scene is being processed. KRDO has a crew on scene gathering more information. In our other top story, the man suspected of plowing his vehicle into the Pueblo Mall, claiming to have bombs inside, was back in court. Mario Arellano pleaded not guilty today by reason of insanity. He's accused of crashing his vehicle into the crowded food court last November and claiming to have bombs inside. Shoppers say it was a scene straight out of a movie. Nobody was hurt. Parents are on alert in a Colorado Springs neighborhood. A man broke into a home through an unlocked basement door while the family was inside. Police say he saw a six-year-old girl alone downstairs, took her in a bathroom and exposed himself, then ran off. This all happened April 5th near Wimbledon Court in Lexington Drive. Police arrested Cole Cordova a few days ago, who has a criminal history. He's since bonded out of jail and is due in court Friday. The search is over for a suspect wanted for uploading child sexual abuse material to a social media app. Colorado Springs police finally made an arrest in an investigation that started in November of 2022. They identified several possible addresses last year in El Paso County and were able to narrow it to the Security Widefield area by December. But it took officers until last week to search what they say is the right home. Sean Pinion is now facing charges of sexual exploitation of a child and expected to be in court next week. A wildfire continues to grow near one of Fort Carson's training areas. The Mountain Post reports the blaze has grown to nearly 1,500 acres. It started Monday afternoon about 10 miles south of the main post. About 20% of the fire is contained. This is day two of demolition of a Penrose funeral home. Fremont County Commissioner Kevin Grantham spoke at a ceremony held to honor the victims before work started Tuesday.
We get to take one important step toward healing the deep wound that is on your spirits and on the soul of this community.
More than four dozen families who sent their loved ones there to be buried or cremated showed up for one final look. Crews are taking it down in sections and started with the roof and ground floor yesterday. The building has been closed since October when 190 bodies were found piled up inside. Some called it a step towards healing. Others say they'll never find closure. Former President Donald Trump is apparently not happy with the way jury selection is going in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Scott Pringle reports.
There's already been seven jurors appointed to the case, and they're being picked faster than some legal experts have predicted. Trump wrote on social media that, in his words, "I thought strikes were supposed to be unlimited when we were picking our jury. I was then told we only had 10, not nearly enough," referring to the number of times they can dismiss jurors that they suspect may be problematic. Well, Trump told reporters the judge is rushing the trial and doing everything he can for the Democrats.
Here's yet another reminder to be careful behind the wheel. The Colorado State Patrol says careless driving citations are on the rise for one particular group, drivers of commercial vehicles. Troopers wrote 822 tickets in 2023, up 23% from 2022. The busiest months were in winter, January and December, when road conditions are particularly dangerous. The top two highways were I-25 and I-70.
Clear skies and fairly calm winds north of Colorado Springs are ongoing. We've got some breezy conditions across Pueblo and parts of the Eastern Plains, as well as the Sangre de Cristos. Those areas are under red flag warnings until 7 o'clock this evening. As we move through the overnight hours, overnight lows in the 30s and 40s. Highs will shoot back up only into the 50s and 60s on Thursday, so it will be slightly cooler. Chillier by Friday in the 40s to low 50s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.